The time is 2 o'clock. It is December 15th, 2020. We have a quorum, so I will open this meeting of the Thompson Springs Fire District. Present are Commissioner Wojtek, McGann, Clapper, and Wells. We also have Chief Mark Markham, Clerk Auditor Quinn Hall, County Administrator Chris Baird and Mallory Nassau, Elaine Geiser, Belle Jackson, and other people from the public on the phone. First order of business is citizens to be heard. Do we have any citizens to be heard on an agenda item on the Thompson Spring Special Service Fire District meeting? It appears as though there is no one. So we will move to approval of the minutes for December 1st, 2020. Do I have a motion?
Mary, I'd move to approve the minutes of December 1st as presented.
Thank you, Evan. Seconded by Curtis. Evan Clapper motion, Curtis Wells seconded. Discussion? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Aye. All opposed? Passage in. You're opposed? Curtis? Curtis, are you opposed to the... Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. I didn't think so. I thought you made the motion. Okay, so the approval of the minutes passed unanimously. Ratification of bills. I can read them and then someone can make the motion. There are total bills of $1,613.23. Total bills and payroll is $2,146.58. Do I have a motion? Motion by Curtis Wells. Do I have a second? Seconded by Gabriel Wojtek. Discussion. Roll call vote. Curtis Wells?
Aye.
Evan Clapper?
Yes.
Mary McGann? Yes. Gabriel Wojtek?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. We are to the Fire Chief's report. Chief Markham.
Greetings. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Okay, I'll jump right into it. It's been kind of a busy couple weeks on the I-70 corridor with medical emergencies and vehicle incidences. We actually had one yesterday morning at 5 a.m., another accident on I-70. One I want to call out in particular is December 1st. We had a semi versus a car with extrication on I-70 mile marker 199. The patient was trapped in serious condition. The Grand County EMTs, the two EMTs that arrived, did a great job treating the patient in the vehicle. And then the Moab Valley Fire Department Rescue Squad showed up. And without their specialized equipment and their manpower, especially their manpower, we never would have got that patient out of the vehicle. So I'm extremely thankful to them. As far as training goes, doing some SCBE training in the stairwell. Last week, we do have one hotel in Thompson that is a two-story building, so I trained for that. And last night, we had EMS training. Our backup generator's been ordered. It should arrive late January, and we should have it installed in early February, so that'll be great. And then I did talk to the state as far as our Utah Fire Department Assistance Grant reimbursement, and that check should be in the mail within the next couple of days. So that's all I have.
Thank you, Mark. We are to new business, adopting resolution amending the 2020 Thompson Springs Special Service Fire District budget. Do I have a motion? Motion by Curtis Wells. Do I have a second? Seconded by Evan Clapper. Discussion? Seeing none, I will call for a vote. Jaylen Hawks just joined us. We are on item A of Thompson Springs adopting resolution amending the 2020 Thompson Springs Special Service Fire District budget. Thank you and welcome, Jaylen. All in favor of this has to be roll call, correct? Gabriel Wojtek?
Aye.
Evan Clapper?
Yes.
Curtis Wells? We have to approve it by vocal vote for the
aye.
Okay. And Jaylen Hawks?
Yes.
Thank you. We are now moving to item C, adopting resolution approving the 2021 Thompson Springs Special Service Fire District budget. Do you have anything to present, Chris Baird?
No, it's just the normal budget. You know, and for this year's amended budget, we brought in some money from their fund balance to cover the purchase of a generator. But 2021 is just back to normal.
Thank you. Do I have a motion? Did you raise your hand, Evan?
Yeah, I was aiming for the mute button, but I would move to adopt the resolution approving the 2021 Thompson Springs Special Service Fire District budget.
Do I have a second? Seconded by Gabriel Wojtek. Once again, it is a roll call vote. Gabriel Wojtek?
Aye.
Evan Clapper?
Yes.
Curtis Wells?
Aye.
Jaylen Hawks?
Yes.
Mary McGann? Yes. We do not have any old business. We do not have any future considerations. There are no public hearings nor closed session. So I will adjourn this regular meeting of the Thompson Springs Special Fire Service Administrative Control Board. The time is 2:07. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mallory, would you give Greg Halliday a call to remind him that the meeting started at 2 today? Thank you. We are to our regular